An aeroplane. Oh, I say, we are grand, aren't we? Oh, 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 no more blooded scones for me, mates, or I'm off to play the grand piano. Pardon me while I fly my aeroplane. Now get on the table!
I'm so like jazzed today, but I am jazzed.
I'm just nervous. I have all this nervous energy from that haircut I got. And then like you get it cut and you're like, yeah, I feel like I've lost like 5 pounds. Like it's like it's like there's a lot of me that is gone now. So it feels good, but it also feels kind of vulnerable. Like I feel all exposed. So I have some weird feelings today.
Well, if it means anything, I think you look great.
Thank you. Anyway, I'm a gynecologist, but this is my lunch hour.
I'm on a wire.
Hi. Hello, welcome back to Spot.
Hey. I'm not trying to hide anything. I'm just gonna be up front and say I'm on a wire.
She's on a wire.
Yep.
I can see you're on a wire, so I'm glad you decided to be honest about that.
I'm not going to tell lies on the internet anymore.
Yeah, it's not right. It's not good, it's not right, and you should be ashamed of yourself if you've ever lied on the internet. Lying anywhere else is fine, but... yeah, welcome back to Spot the Loonies, everybody. It's an episode today of, Deja Vu. Hello, yeah, welcome back to Spot the Loonies. Welcome back to Spot the Loonies. Today we're going to talk about the episode Deja Vu. Okay, it's over. Okay. Yeah.
I should have expected that, but I didn't.
Yeah. I just decided to do that on the spot. What did you... this is an episode that I like. Do you like it? How do you feel about it?
Well, I feel like I've seen this one before, but that's because I really have, so.
Yep.
Yeah.
Ironically, this is one that I've rewatched many times. It's ironic because...
Or have you?
Yes.
You?
Yes, I have. we got a Carol Cleveland straight up.
Yeah. Here we go with the, you know, eye candy again.
Yeah, my, you know. Isn't it hot in here? Yeah. That's cool, I guess.
That was me earlier today, but I was really just changing out of the stuff that got covered in cat hair.
So you're saying what you have in common with this woman is that you also change your clothes from time to time.
Yeah, women be changing clothes. Women be having more than one outfit.
Yeah, that's true. That is something I've noticed about women. Yeah, and then and now for something completely different, of course. I swear I had a dream that I was... Did I have a dream that I was talking to you? Last night I had a dream... And I can't remember what I did in the dream. It's editing room version of me. I just wanted to point out that I was experiencing deja vu in that moment, and it was very on brand for the episode, but for whatever reason, I just, like, did not even notice, even though we were just talking about deja vu, and I don't know what's wrong with me or, you know, what's going on there, but there you go. Thanks. Thanks, bye. Bye, 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 bye.
If you remember, I want to hear all about it.
Yeah, it just suddenly came to me, because I remember I whispered something in the dream. I whispered into the mic, and I, for some reason, and I was like, I'm not sure if she's going to be able to hear this, because I don't know if I've never tested whether my mic actually picks up whispers. But now that's made me curious if whispering
into my mic will produce any results.
I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
But I'm doing a sort of stage whisper, though.
I'm not doing a stage whisper, but I'm whispering very close to the microphone to make it easier for you to actually hear my voice. Because if I was further away, I don't think
you'd... Are we doing ASMR again?
Welcome back to Spot the Loonies.
It's
deja vu.
Okay. Okay. You just turned your volume up for that, and then suddenly you go back to my loud voice. I'm sorry. Yeah, anyway, I'm really not focused today.
That was fun.
I feel like I'm still asleep. I think my brain is still partially asleep. Like, wake up!
Your hair is short, your attention span is short.
True.
I have a note here. It says, cowards, do the striptease yourself. I don't know why I wrote that.
Terry Jones would do it.
Yeah, no, he'd definitely do it. Yeah.
You don't even have to ask him, but if you did ask him, he would still do it. yeah.
I feel like I've made this joke before on here, but Jonesy will be like, hey, you want me to get naked? And then he won't wait for an answer.
Which, that's a good one. I think you did, but I love it.
Are we just going to be repeating all of our gags today?
Yeah, I mean, that's the theme.
Like you've heard them before?
Yeah, welcome back to Spot the Loonies. This is another episode of Spot the Loonies.
I'm on a wire.
Back to Deja Vu. I'm a gynecologist, but this is my lunch hour.
And I'm a lumberjack, and I'm okay.
And
that's
I eat
the wrong episode.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, this is fun. This is a fun episode. Just mess with the audience. Yeah.
So what did you think of this episode?
I loved it. Beautiful episode. Can we talk about Deja Vu? Just kidding.
No.
Let's talk about what I really want to talk about is flying lessons.
Okay.
Because that's a fantastic sketch that brings me a lot of joy. But first of all, I mean, you have the bishop in the field going, oh, Mr. Belpit, your legs are so swollen, over and over again. And
okay.
I don't know. It's just a thing that I feel like is gotta point it out, but like, what is that about? It's just a running gag.
Well, I'm trying to start a sentence, but every time I try to start the sentence, no words come out. Your girl is struggling.
We have Terry Jones going in for flying lessons.
He makes me happy.
Oh, yeah. He's great. Mm-hmm. And,
quality guy.
Yeah, we got, can we just talk about Graham Chapman and Terry Jones in this sketch? They are fantastic. Just a great duo here.
Yeah. Oh, there's something I gotta point out. When they get into the building and we've got our lovely lady.
Uh-huh.
And I just like a double take. It just caught me off guard because like she was there and then she was behind the desk.
She's there again.
Yeah.
Which is a good gag. I like that.
And I had to rewind it because I thought I was losing my mind. Yeah.
You know what I feel like?
You saw it too, so that's a good sign.
I feel like you and I could really recreate the flying lesson sketch, me as Graham Chapman and you as Terry Jones.
Is it because I'm short?
No, it's because I yell a lot. I could really produce the yelling, and you could produce the fear. I think it would be very good.
Yeah, that would be fun.
Yeah, this is us, I guess, is what I'm saying.
This is us. there is a dog in my front yard, and it is not my dog. I do not have a dog.
Anyway, back to talking about what we came here to talk about.
Flying lessons.
But yeah, one of my favorite things in comedy at this point is just people going from 0 to 100 in terms of, like, anger. And I don't know why. And I know some people think, like, shouting isn't funny. But oh boy, shouting can be so funny. Like, come on. Come on, man. It's funny. It's so funny.
Yeah, I think the thing that makes shouting funny is if you play it off of not shouting.
Yes. Yeah, for sure.
Like, you go on YouTube and you find some sort of, like, reviewer guy or, I don't know, influencer or whatever's on YouTube, and they're shouting all the time because they think that's funny, and they have, like, the most annoying everything.
Yeah. All they have to do to be funny is just scream and, like, rage at video games. Like, it's not what makes anger funny, and I'm not really sure how to define what makes it funny. But I'd love to solve that. I'd love to solve comedy.
Science people, write us, like, the comedy equation.
Yeah. What makes it the funny? But I think some people just their anger is funny, and some people their anger isn't funny. You know, is that fair? You know, it's kind of harsh, but it's like, there you go. Like, some people can, like...
This is how we sound when we're making fun of the Brits. Graham.
Yelling? He's yelling. I get the
voice, and he's like, you know, he's...
No.
Because it's Tuesday, innit?
I feel like what we do a lower class British accent. That's what we do. Oi, bruv, it's Tuesday, innit? And what he's doing is I'm off to play the grand piano. Oh, an aeroplane.
Yeah.
He's doing upper class British.
Yeah, it's a different thing, but it's like same thing, different.
Same energy, you know, kind of like
just a little to the left.
Ruthless mockery of the British. It for sure.
Yeah.
Feels that way.
I think we should all make fun of the British.
Unhoop. I suppose we don't know what an oop is. I suppose Peter thought they were a bit common except on the bleeding croquet lawn. I really like that that line. It's so dumb. Just the first time I like understood that joke, I was like, I feel smart for understanding that, and I finally got, like, scholarly comedy. I'm like, I get it now. I get why.
Your brain is just swelling in your skull.
It just makes me feel smart and better than everyone else. I get it now. Now I have a superiority complex.
You are better than everyone. You are correct.
I'm better than some people. But... Not a lot. Not a lot of people.
Not a lot. Come on.
I don't know, but there's got to be someone out there who's worse than me. Anyway, I like Graham and Terry yelling back and forth. Isn't.
It's just like children.
Yeah. their conversation just quickly devolves, which is very funny. and then he becomes a fully qualified airline pilot, which is fun.
He shouldn't be fully qualified because not enough time has passed.
Not enough time has passed. But then they change it, so it has been 6 years. Well, 4 years later than the last.
Some case. Sort of. Yeah, every time I see some sort of fancy guy trying to interrupt the show or try to explain something, I'm like, ooh, you want to be the colonel? You want to be the colonel so bad it makes you look stupid.
Yeah, it's like, I don't think this, personally, I don't think the Balpa spokesperson is a funny character. I think he's rather boring. The concept is funny, it's just it doesn't really sell it for me.
He wants to be the colonel so bad.
Yeah. I'm just not a big fan of the whole rants. It doesn't really work for me. But we got kind of a weird one.
Like, you promised us Krabby the Clown, but all I saw was Cheepy the Cheapskate.
Anyway, we get this weird, awkward sketch of,
Mom, can we have the Colonel? We have the Colonel at home.
We get a weird, awkward sketch with, Graham's character coming into the aeroplane cockpit.
The aeroplane cockpit.
That's what I said. I said aeroplane.
Yes, I know. It's just fun to say.
An aeroplane. The larch.
It's been so long since we've done that one. It feels like forever.
The larch.
Oh, I missed the larch.
Oh, the larch. I mean, it kind of fits with the deja vu theme because it just keeps coming back. So this sketch is weird, and I don't know what to say about it because nobody likes it that I've shown it to.
Yeah,
everybody
kind of stupid.
Everybody really likes the flying lesson part and really likes the airplane hijacker part, but nobody likes the middle part, which is fair.
It's like the opposite of an Oreo.
I eat the whole dang Oreo, alright?
Eat the whole dang Oreo, too, okay?
Yeah, I don't eat it in pieces. Like, what, are you crazy? Just put the whole dang thing in your dang mouth. The whole concept of an Oreo is that it's two different flavors together, right? So it's like, experience them as they were meant to be experienced together. It's a cookie sandwich. You don't take your sandwich apart and eat every piece of it individually. That is weird. That's a weird thing to do. Stop doing it. I didn't know how passionate I was about Oreos until just now, but there you go.
Never change.
I never will, I guess. Good. I've tried and I won't, so here we are.
I think it's kind of funny when Graham comes in and at one point he says that he's a flying man. Like, yeah, we saw him, the flying man.
Yeah, he's a flying man.
Yeah. I get it.
Yeah.
Hey, he falls out the airplane. False. The aeroplane.
We got him.
This brings me to an interesting question.
Yes.
Okay, so you're the Graham expert.
I guess I am.
Okay, so he survived the fall, landed, like, on his butt.
Uh-huh.
And he's perfectly fine.
Uh-huh.
Does he have enough of the cake to survive falling out of a plane?
What kind of a question is that?
The kind I'm asking you. Now, give me an answer.
No, well, I don't. Nobody has that much cake. Come on.
Well, clearly he does. It works.
I reject the premise, but I also think, what is the point?
Nobody, do you think he has cake?
It's the matter of falling on a bale of hay is totally acceptable and...
That's fine. Like, when Michael landed on the hay bale, it's fine because he doesn't have enough cake to survive a fall.
But he falls on the... Yeah, he drops on the hay as well. He eats fresh hay.
Okay. Well, listen, the video that I watched, like, the bottom part of the screen was cut off, okay?
Well, he totally did, so...
So forgive me, but the question still stands. Does he have cake?
No! He is as flat as a pancake, my friend!
Yeah. I just figured, if one of us is going to be checking him out, it's probably going to be you.
I don't know that I even have. I guess I'll go look at a picture right now. I assume he didn't have much to speak of. Because he was such a thin, long-legged man, and that's how I remember him. Okay, let me just find a picture here. I don't think I'm gonna get a good view. You're the one who's making me do this, by the way. Oh yeah, that is the flattest. I'm sorry.
No. I'm sorry.
Yeah, no way, no way. I gotta send you this picture because it's no way.
Okay, all right, I'll be the judge.
Dude, he's got nothing going on.
That is like negative cake.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is like negative cake.
Yeah. Anyway. Glad we stopped everything to have this conversation. We got a polite hijacker situation. Nobody move except to control the aeroplane. You can move a little to do that. He's not trying to be dogmatic. He's being very reasonable, which I respect in a hijacker.
He's a polite guy.
Yeah, he's a cool guy. I like how nice he is. I just like Michael's being nice.
I let him jack my plane.
Yeah, he's so nice. Yeah. He's such a nice guy, and and just like him kind of collaborating with the pilots to like, and the stewardess, I guess she is, just kind of collaborating on where they could drop him off. It's pretty
great.
They
give her lines.
They do that.
I love when she has lines.
Yeah, I like her her line. I don't really need to move either unless I get an itch or something. That's pretty good. I don't really have very much to say about this one, to be perfectly honest.
Yeah.
Except for
it's just nice.
Dirtying a nice clean parachute, that line. What does that mean? That is so weird.
And he just doesn't want to inconvenience them. He may be jacking their plane, but he's like, a decent guy.
He wouldn't be returning the parachute in an ideal circumstance. He would get away. He wouldn't be returning. Maybe he would. He is so polite. I don't know, that's just a weird line, like, just makes me think, I don't know. We got Ewan McTeagle.
Mm-hmm.
This one's kind of fun. I like his poetry. It's strange, it's good.
He's playing with form and conventions.
Yeah. Yeah, playing with them by...
something an intellectual such as myself would understand.
Playing with form and convention by not using them at all.
Yeah. you'll probably know which part of this made me a little uncomfortable.
Oh, yeah.
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 I apologize for that.
That's okay.
And, shouldn't have been done, and it's pretty messed up, and I've never liked that bit either, so.
Yeah, maybe don't joke about that.
Oh yeah, do not. Just don't.
I thought you were better than this.
I didn't think they were better than this, because they did that.
Yeah.
You know? They did it, they did a few things that I really disagree with. I mean,
okay.
The violence against women is something we've talked about before with the man abusing his wife before.
Yeah. I'm not your Grace, I'm your Elsie.
Yeah, so. great line, by the way, but
poor lady.
Hate to see what happens after that, so. Just a bummer. Just a bummer to get into. There we go. I don't know how to go on from there.
We've got John on what looks to be a 90s inflatable chair.
Oh, that's pretty good, yeah. What in the world?
Yeah. But
it was in the 70s, it wasn't the 90s.
Yeah, I know. They're ahead of their time.
Okay.
Yeah. This is what everyone's been talking about. They're like, oh, they're like the peak comedy and they're predicting the future. No, it's all about the chair.
It's all about the chair. Yeah, no, because it's always been about the chair. No, but sorry, I'm going to get on a tangent. Every time somebody's like, oh, Monty Python predicted this, I just go like, have you ever considered that maybe that's been around for longer than you thought? Because 9 times out of 10, it's that. You know?
They invented furries. Yeah.
Furries have also been around for longer than you think. They did start to crop up in the 70s, so just saying.
No, they didn't just predict them, they invented them.
They invented them. I think it's safe to say. Monty Python created furries.
Yes.
It's their greatest achievement. It's something I think they should be very proud of. I love just saying things. I love how you can just like make words out of your mouth and you can just say whatever you want and like people just have to deal with it. Like Monty Python invented furries. Come at me if you think that's not true.
I will commit a violent act.
I have free speech. I can say Monty Python invented furries. Don't try to take my free speech away. Oh boy. Anyway, I think, my favorite McTeagle poem is, Can I Have 50 Pounds to Mend the Shed? That's it.
Oh, that one is beautiful. It just brought a tear to my eye.
Hope the bladder trouble's getting better. Love, Ewan. That's good. That's very good. Ooh, yeah. It's always piss with me, isn't it? That's what makes me laugh, most of all. Just the idea of piss makes me giggle. I am a child. Let's see. And of course we have the gynecologist on his lunch hour. I don't know if we need to get into that or if we should get into that or...
You know what? Let's get into that.
Let's get into it.
You did another intro. Let's do it again.
Sorry, what?
let's do it. Let's get into it.
We're gonna get a little... There's not much to get into. He's just a gynecologist on his lunch hour, doing something, doing something.
Yeah, I mean, we never see what he's doing.
No.
We never know what he could be doing. He could just be taking his lunch and he's under the nice shade of a couch.
Yeah, a very normal thing to do.
Yeah.
But I, you know, we know what he was doing. We know what he was doing.
Oh, yeah.
That's all I need to say.
The gynecology stuff is a job. The stuff he does on his lunch is a hobby.
Just the detail that he's a gynecologist just, like, makes it more obvious somehow to me. Because it's like, yeah, so this isn't even what you do. Yeah. Anyway, that's enough of that.
just guys being dudes.
Just guys being dudes.
Just guys being
nothing
dudes.
Suspect about that sketch. We got a milkman psychologist over here. Or sorry, just a psychologist, not at all a milkman in any way. Except that he's dressed as a milkman. And I'm very smart for spotting that.
They ask you a bunch of questions, and it really takes you back to kindergarten when they take you off to a special room, and they sit you on a swing, and they have you read a bunch of books, and they ask you questions about your life, and you have to identify pictures, and then the adults are all talking in the hall, and just me.
Just you.
just me.
Yeah, probably.
Hey, guys. Believe it or not, I was special ed.
Yeah, it's okay.
Yeah.
I was put in a special ed class once by my teacher who hated me, but, in, like, third grade. But then my mom told them to take me out of it because I didn't have any reason to be in there. It wasn't like I needed to be in there. But I just was weird, so my teacher was like, let's just stick that one kind of over
here. Let's just stick that one.
Yeah, I don't know what to do with this one, so let's just put you over there. I don't know.
The teacher just took one look at you and was like, that one's defective.
I don't want to deal with that one. Which is, you know, it happens, I guess. It happens to some of us. Yeah. I like Graham's character. For one thing, her name changes in the middle of the sketch. I don't know if you noticed that.
I feel like I did.
Yeah, he calls
her. Maybe I didn't.
He calls her Mrs. Ratbag. Then halfway through the sketch, he starts calling her Mrs. Pym. Just a fun detail. I don't know if that's on purpose.
Maybe she got a name change during that.
That's true.
Or whatever.
Just the way he says Mrs. Ratbag is so funny, and I wish that was her name for the whole sketch, because that's hilarious. And I don't know, feels accurate when he says, I'm not saying a trip to our dairy will cure you, but it will give hundreds of lower paid workers a good laugh. I don't know if that's what therapists are doing behind my back, but I feel like it is.
Oh, that's totally what therapists are doing, at least behind my back.
No, no way. Just me. Being the weirdo.
I mean, you're a funny guy.
Ha 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 ha. I feel like it's easy to laugh at me.
I think we should get you a pointy little hat, and you can do a stupid dance across the floor, and we'll all have a good time.
Yeah, I don't know what to say about that. So I just am gonna move on. Dead air. I think this is a pretty decent one. It's alright. The idea of a psychiatrist in a milkman. Like, doing the psychiatry job from a
milkman. I like the psychiatry truck thing with, like, its ice cream truck music.
Yeah, you could almost say it's social commentary if you're pretentious. I am pretentious, so here I go. It's like we do businesses, some businesses we go door to door, although we don't do that as much anymore. Some businesses are like that. We can, like, just dole them out. We can just be like, oh, we'll just kind of treat everybody about the same. But if we did that with therapy, obviously you get bad results. But in our culture, it feels like more and more people just want to sell us easy solutions. They want to make it so everything can be marketable, everything can be super easy to just, like, pay for, give it to you, whatever. Like, just make it a quick transaction. And, like, nowadays,
I feel like this is less of easy solutions and more of they're selling you solutions for a problem that doesn't exist than they're making it up.
Partially. But it's also like and I'm not saying like easy as like, in like...
They like are gaslighting this woman.
Exactly. They totally are. But it's also like a quick like diagnosis. It's like she might have problems, you know, but those problems aren't going to be... Problems aren't going to be easily identified through, like, a quick transaction, and they can't be sold to you. The solutions can't be sold to you as that quickly, you know? When you talk about, like, therapy apps nowadays, how we're kind of going down the road of, like, this is an AI therapy companion who will answer your questions in the most basic way possible and doesn't really give you any real help because it's not a real person.
The AI is like, you are mentally ill. And you are. I don't know why the AI's name is Susan, but her name is Susan now.
You know what, Susan?
My
dog is just barking it up down there. She's just really having a party down there. I want to make it clear that what I'm talking about isn't like these dang millennials just want like instant gratification. That's not at all what I'm talking about.
No, we're attacking Gen Z now.
No.
We're old enough to pay taxes, so we're
not still attacking the boomers. my point is that the system is all just wants to smooth everything over and make everything they really want to sell. The best example of this is like the self-care movement, you know, where it's like let's just sell you your mental health solutions in the most like smoothed over, uncomplicated, like way that doesn't rock the boat at all, doesn't change the status quo in any way possible. It's like, if you just buy our face cream and shut up, like, your life will be better. it gets under my skin a little bit. It's just this, like, really neutered version of, like, actual help, where it's like, that doesn't really help people with severe problems, you know?
And it reminds me of, like, when my mom didn't want me to go on anxiety pills, so she just kind of put lavender spray everywhere.
Yeah. A lot of people think...
Just stop complaining and breathe in the lavender spray.
Yeah, and it's always
And if it doesn't cure you, just go out and buy some more.
Yeah, it's always, like, either, like, it's your fault, you know? That's kind of, like, this bootstraps kind of mentality, where it's, like... It's like your problems have to be your fault.
Well,
because if
just stop being broken.
Because if it's something more than that, then we're failing you, you know? So it's gotta be you, or else we have to take responsibility for the system failing you, you know? Like, it's all, like, same with, like, the school system, people struggling in school. It's gotta be all their fault. Because if the school takes any responsibility for that, then they have to acknowledge that they're screwing people over, and then they need to change. And they don't want to change. You know? I don't know. Sorry, this gets me really fired up.
No, this is the exact same system that either works just fine or severely messed up the people who shouldn't be allowed in society, so...
Yeah.
Yeah, I've got a lot of feelings, too.
This is just something I'm passionate about. And I feel like I'm making sense. I feel like what I'm saying... is fair, all right? I don't feel like
I'm
being too outrageous, so I hope that's all reasonable and doesn't, you know,
make
anybody upset. I don't know. It's just how I feel about things sometimes. Gets a little frustrating. Anyway, but this sketch isn't really about that. It's just a way to interpret what we're given. You know? But I do think it's a weird...
Remember episode 1 when we were like, we're not going to be those people who analyze every little aspect of it?
But here we are. And I accept
Here we
that.
Are.
I'm self-aware about it, okay? So that makes it okay. No, but listen, I'm aware that wasn't at all their intention, right? But I think...
Yeah, because what would they know about...
They don't care.
The 21st century.
They don't care. Yeah, they're not predicting anything. But here's the thing, is what they are doing is they're taking a business, therapy, and trading the way it's done, basically doing it the way the milkman job is done. They're lifting one thing and putting it into another thing. It's like, is like, what if we did therapy like we do milkmaning? And it's,
Milkmaning.
Milkmaning, that's what it's called.
And Milkmaning.
what it does is it recontextualizes what therapy is and what therapy does. And whether or not that's intentional by the writers, it still is interesting to talk about, right? Like, okay.
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying. And you can do that with a lot of things. It's like, there are some things that when you recontextualize them a little bit, they make you go, huh, maybe we should be doing this a little differently. so yeah, there you go.
All right, they're going on a walk, and there's this lovely callback where they're going through all the scenery from near the beginning.
Yeah. I can't tell if you're being sarcastic. It really sounded
like... I'm not being sarcastic. It sounded like you're going,
there's a lovely combat. There's a lovely combat.
This is my favorite show.
Oh, I love that. So good. yeah.
No, I agree. Had a question.
Yes.
I had a question.
Okay.
Would a cow make a good therapy animal?
I don't know. Depends on how you feel about cows and how
cows are. They've got these big, beautiful eyes.
Yes.
Yeah. You ever look into the eyes of a cow?
Yeah.
Yeah. Once. Therapeutic.
Well, then I guess they are. That answers your question.
Okay.
Jeez. That's my impression of the character Morty from the hit TV show Rick and Morty that I have not seen. But I assume that's what one of the main characters sounds like based on what I've seen. Aw, jeez, Rick. Aw, jeez. He says aw, jeez a lot. This is great. This is cool.
I don't know why this is funny. That is funny. Well,
that is my intention, to be a little bit silly once in a while. You gotta be a little silly once in a while.
Yeah. I think my favorite part of this whole thing is, like, eventually... We've got this thing going on with Michael.
Yes.
And he's, okay, so they're talking about deja vu. Finally.
Deja vu.
And I've just been in this place before.
I think I've heard of that before.
Oh, we're not doing the song? Okay.
What did you say?
The song? You don't know the deja vu song?
Okay, what is it?
Tokyo Drift?
Oh, gosh. What do you mean by Tokyo Drift?
Give me a sec.
I'm sorry, I'm a young person.
No.
Gee-freaking whiz.
You're just, like, a year younger than I am.
I know! I don't know what Tokyo Drift is!
Okay.
Except for the movie in the Fast and Furious franchise, if you're referring to that. Are you referring to that?
Okay, here. Have some deja vu.
Okay.
I don't know.
Is this an anime thing?
And they're like, ooh, Tokyo Drift. And I don't know what's going on either. I'm really just pretending that I do. So that maybe one day I could pretend to be better than you.
Well,
when really I'm not.
It seems like you already did pretend to be better than me.
Yay!
But you already are, I don't know why you would have to pretend that you know what Tokyo Drift is in order to feel superior to me. All you have to do is say your IQ or, like, talk about literally anything that you know, and I'll be like, I don't know that because I'm
Here's one. Do you know the Muffin Man?
The Muffin Man? Who lives on Drury Lane?
she's married to the Muffin Man. Okay.
Okay. Who is married to the Muffin Man?
She.
She?
I don't know who she is, but they say she.
Okay.
Anyway, okay. Back to the thing. We've got Michael talking about, like, deja vu, and then he's, like, slowly losing his mind because everything's going over and over and over, and just watching him slowly go insane is lovely.
It's so good, man. It's so good.
He should be allowed to go insane more often.
Yeah, he really should. It's some great stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I have this terrible feeling of deja vu.
I have a note. It says, someone save my boy.
He's in a time loop. I mean, somebody needs to get him out of there. A slowly shortening time loop, which makes it worse.
Have they ever considered making, like, a Twilight Zone-style psychological horror?
That's what I was thinking, is, like, I wish they had done that in their early days. Like, if they had done, like, a... Like, if they did a different genre instead of comedy, if they did, like a surrealist kind of thing, I feel like they would nail it, personally. Because they get the basic concept.
Hey, guys, get on that.
Yeah, get on that, old people. 90-year-olds British comics. Please.
They're not 90, they're like 70-something.
I know, I'm exaggerating. I'm exaggerating, okay?
I'm sorry. They'll be 90
someday if they live to make it to 90.
Not if I can help it.
Do not take that as a threat, FBI. We do not wish any harm to John Cleese or his family. Terry Gilliam, on the other
hand. We may not, but I do. I do. FBI, take this as a sign. You better take me out before I take him out.
Oh my gosh. You have a death wish when it comes to the FBI. Every time I try to cover us, you're like, come and get me! And I'm like, stop, man, stop it. They're gonna come.
Listen, one of us has to be chaotic, and if it's not gonna be you, then it's gotta be me.
I'm a little chaotic, okay? I'm chaotic.
Well, yes, but are you fight the FBI chaotic?
Well, I'm just trying to be realistic, okay? Do you really think that you could fight the FBI?
Yes.
Man, you're delusional, my good friend.
No, listen, I never said that I'd win, but I could fight them.
You could fight them, that's true. We can all fight them. I mean, although you wouldn't last very long, it would be a very long fight. Because they would shoot you.
All of us.
They would shoot you, and you would die. And, on that note...
did you know that a gummy bear can stop a bullet?
I need
to encase myself in gummy bears.
Look. Okay. A gummy bear can stop a bullet? What are you talking about?
Yeah, but they did it on, like, Mythbusters or something.
That's crazy. That's crazy. Crazy! Interesting.
A gummy bear can stop a bullet.
That's very interesting.
Yeah, I'm gonna make myself a bulletproof gummy bear suit.
Yeah, you know what else stops bullets? Bulletproof vests.
Well, I don't have access to a bulletproof vest, but I do have access to gummy bears.
I don't think you have enough gummy bears to do that! And I don't think they would make a very good suit that wouldn't fall apart immediately.
Glue.
What if it's raining?
I don't have you ever I feel like I've told you this before. When we were in German class, fourth year of German, so I was a senior in high school, there was the most disgusting thing that the students did. So the German teacher would give us gummy bears because gummy bears are German. He'd give us gummy bears for
prizes
for answering things or whatever. And he gave us a couple options. You could eat it or you could stick it to the ceiling. So he taught us how to stick gummy bears to the ceiling. He You stick it in your mouth, get it nice and soaked in your saliva. Then he said, and I quote, flick it like a booger.
Oh my gosh.
So he takes it out of his mouth and he flicks it on the ceiling and it sticks. And yeah. Well, so thanks. Kids were doing that.
Thanks for letting me know.
There were so many above my desk. I never stuck them there. Kids would stick them there above my desk. And I was so afraid. What if they fall and they get stuck in my hair? I'm going to have to shave my head.
Okay,
that's and then a little I'll be bald. You want me responsible
okay,
for that?
Okay.
Yeah.
But look.
Point is, spit.
Spit. Yeah, anyway. What's
best sketch?
Yes.
Okay, I'm gonna go with flying lessons.
You took mine? I'll allow it. Yes, mine too. Oh, okay. Really stuffed up there. It's mine too. Another take. oh, jeez. Oh, my nose is so stuffed up right now.
Aw.
Listen.
Hey, you can go blow your nose if you need to.
I'm so close to the finish line. I can see it, you know? And I want to get over it so bad.
Okay.
Worst sketch.
I'm going to go with the poetry guy just because of that one really uncomfortable bit.
That's fair. I still like that one, so I'm going to have to go with... jeez, I didn't think of which one. I'm going to go with the psychiatrist. No, I got a good discussion out of that one, so I can't pick that one. I'm going to go with the one after the flying lesson one.
Yeah, that was kind of annoying, but, like, I generally group it with the other stuff on the airplane, so... Yeah,
fair enough, but I don't know. I'm gonna pick it. Anyway, best performer.
Would you be mad if I went with Michael?
I'm not... I wouldn't be mad, no. Why would I be mad?
You commented on us picking him a lot, and last season I kind of teased you for picking Graham all the time, so...
Yeah, but I'm... See, I don't care if you pick one a lot. I don't know. I don't care.
I really don't care either, but, like, it was a gag.
But you're gonna tear into me.
We kept on going with it.
Every time I say Graham, I'm like, oh, here we go. But, But yeah, it's Graham. Okay, you know what? It's Graham.
Yeah, okay. If you say Graham, I'm not going to say anything, okay?
Well, I just said Graham, yes. That's my
All right, very good. He did a good job.
Graham did an excellent job.
Yes, he would probably be my second pick.
Yeah, he was great. I stan him. Did a great job. Mm-hmm.
Even though he has no kick.
Absolutely none. Glad we established that. We'll see you next time, I guess.
Wait, you want to put anyone in the loony bin?
Oh, geez, yeah, let's do that.
Well, there's the lady that the psychiatrist is trying to,
put in the loony bin?
Put in the loony bin himself. That seems too obvious. She doesn't have any real problems.
Yeah, and you could put the guy who's experiencing deja vu.
I'm gonna put him in there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's fair.
Yeah, he's got real problems.
Yeah. You could also put Graham's character in Flying Lessons in there. I don't know if he's crazy or if... I don't know what he's doing.
He's not crazy, he's just annoying.
Well, I don't know if he really thinks he can fly is the whole thing. It's like... Maybe he does.
Oh, that guy. Flying Lessons. I'm sorry. I went to the thing after Flying Lessons. I'm sorry.
Well, they're the same guy, more or less. They could be considered different, but I think they're the same.
Okay. I'll trust you. You're the expert.
That's just how I feel, okay? They've got different names in the script, but I've always ignored that because I'm like, why would they be different? Because he says I'm a flying man. It's gotta be the same, right?
He is a flying man.
He's a flying man, yeah. so it's like a joke.
Yeah, he's crazy. You can put him in.
It's out of his mind. Anyway, we'll see you next time. And you'll get deja vu from that, I guess.
Yeah. Because
you've already seen this. spottheloonies @gmail.com to give us your thoughts and opinions and emotions and questions and hate mail and emotional abuse and threats.
Gaslighting? Don't forget gaslighting.
just anything you want, really. I'll take any of it. Anyway, I gotta go do some editing, probably. Or maybe maybe I have to bathe the dog, probably. Maybe that
the dog.
The dog. And,
the dog.
The dog. We'll see you next time. yeah, welcome back to Spot the Loonies, everybody. It's an episode today of, Deja Vu. Hello, yeah, welcome back to Spot the Loonies. Welcome back to Spot the Loonies. Today we're going to talk about the episode Deja Vu.